information about Hearing Loss Live lip reading concept class.
Hello from Hearing Loss Live. Happy weekend. So we wanted to do a short and talk to you about our lip reading class that will be coming out. Yesterday, enrollment opened. We wanted to talk a little bit about our experience and why we are super excited to be teaching this class. I got to teach it for a year online. I had been involved before then as a captioner before I went to work as an assistant at the Hard of Hearing Center, the services for the deaf and hard of hearing here in Utah. But I love online because not only can you bring in all sorts of different accents, we all talk differently, right? You have the ability to really use the lip reading skill. And I found it just helps so much in learning what there is behind lip reading. And I think our first class, memory serves, lip reading concept class. And I think that's a great idea, but I'm going to let Shelley and Michelle explain why. Because when it comes to experience, there are leaders in this. And then I'll talk a little more about the cost and what to expect. Shelley, you want to start us off?
Oh, sorry. I'm laughing because it said Jelly instead of Shelley. But I'll let Michelle go first. Okay, she says no. So in 2007, I had this big hearing loss drop that made me kept me living in a sea of noise. And I couldn't hear anything. And I mean, it seemed like every situation was a complete struggle, no matter where I was at. And I felt like I couldn't hear hardly anything. And I probably wasn't. So I did take the Sanderson Center speech reading class, which is 18 lessons with lip shapes and the concepts together. I took it first as a consumer, and later I taught it multiple times. And I edited the class 3 times, I think at least, trying to shape it around what I was learning and how I saw people learning, what worked best, what didn't work at all in a few cases. So after taking the class and editing it and teaching it for so much, I learned a whole lot. I got comfortable with it. And now I hear better than ever. Sometimes I compare my hearing loss. It's still the same. Nothing's changed. 2008, 9, 10, I struggled, couldn't hear anything. Now I can handle almost any situation confidently because I know all the concepts to lip reading. So I know how to advocate and anticipate and all these different things. So it made a huge difference in my hard of hearing communication life. Learning the lip shapes was fun too. That's helped a lot with a lot of practice. That's more practice, okay? But it's helped improve my lip reading skills immensely.
Of course, if you've listened to our podcast before, you know that I lost my hearing as a child, and so lip reading is hardwired for me. The doctor who diagnosed me said she's been lip reading for years. She's lip reading everything I'm saying. And so I probably had a hearing loss way back before I was diagnosed in grade school. So I get the concept of what lip reading is. I also had a deaf grandmother who was a lip reader, and so I knew about lip reading from her perspective before I ever knew I had a hearing loss myself. But what I didn't really know were all of the technical and intricacy details of lip reading, about lip shapes and all of that. And so when I took the lip reading classes in the state of Utah, they opened them up to other states when Shelley was the hard of hearing specialist. And I actually signed up for both classes simultaneously, and I did two 18-week classes because I was really interested in figuring out how it worked and knowing more about it. And I've gotten by in life with lip reading. It's allowed me to cope very well and not to have to declare my hearing loss. And so when I was a teenager and young adult, I wasn't comfortable telling people I was a lip reader. I just did it. And then when lip reading failed, because you can't lip read everyone, some people you're just never going to be able to lip read. I would panic. And then of course, any skill that I had just went right out the window. So that's part of what the lip reading concept class, is geared towards teaching people. And Shelley and I both know we've volunteered for the Say What Club for well over a decade, and we see so many people who are new to hearing loss or who are new to finding support for their hearing loss, who want to know how to lip read. And there just aren't a lot of classes here in the U.S. There are tons of them in the U.K., but not in the U.S. And so it just makes sense to focus on those concepts that will help you learn to lip read before you ever start learning about the lip shapes and all of the other technical parts of it, and before you have to start practicing, because knowing those concepts builds confidence. And I'll give you a quick example. I've consulted on a couple of jobs where people are looking to have film or video lip read, and they send me the film and the video, and I look at it, and I can guess, but once they send me all the information that goes along with what the scenario is, what's happening in the video or the film, what the context is, what they think the people are saying, or what they're trying to understand about what the people in the film are saying, once I know that, I can see what the people are saying. Not every word, not perfectly, but then I can transcribe part of what they're saying. And without that context, without all of that other information, lip reading is almost impossible. So it makes sense for us to teach about the concepts of all of the other things besides lip shapes first. When you know that, you're way ahead of the game.
Thank you, both of you. You know, you're right, because I think we've said before, everybody to some extent lip reads, right? A little bit. Whether they usually find out how much more they do it than they knew about. But then they kind of get stuck on, but I can't see every word. I didn't see that shape on your lips. So taking the concept so people can get into their mindset, okay, I might catch every other word, and this is why, and knowing and becoming comfortable there will help them when it comes to practice and doing a lip shape class. I just think the idea was like, oh, wow, why didn't we come up with this earlier? It makes so much sense. So I love that Michelle and Shelley have put this lip reading concept class together. That's a mouthful for me. If you guys don't already know this, I stumble on titles. It's really exciting. We're really excited to roll it out. We are going to do this introductory lip reading concept class for $50. It's 8 weeks of class. That's only $6.25 a class. It will start Thursday, February 17th. And go to our website and pull up the registration form and join us. Learn more about your lip reading, whether you're proficient or you're new to hearing loss or you don't even know if you lip read, or if you're a hearing partner. Come find out what it takes to actually lip read. But join us February 17th for our lip reading concept class. Bye.
Join Hearing Loss Live with their new Lip Reading Concepts class on Google Meet. starts Thursday, February 17th, and runs until Thursday, April 7th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Only $50 per person. That's only $6.25 per class. Registration now open. Go to hearinglosslive.com, and in the up right corner, click Upcoming Events. Hope to see you there.